I wish I had been less patient. I wish I had been less forgiving. I wish I had been less faithful. I wish I had been less loving. Now, I can't speak for you, but I cannot remember the last time I ever heard anyone make such claims, especially as they near the end of their life, to be less patient, to be less loving, less faithful. The reason I can't remember anyone ever saying those things is simple. I've never actually heard anyone say those things. And it's those four qualities of patience and forgiveness and fidelity and love that we are about to see demonstrated by Christ in a most powerful way in these next 2 weeks. That he stands in front of the Father, perfectly patient, unreservedly forgiving, unwaveringly faithful, and unconditionally loving. And we as Christians don't simply get to watch it. We get to enter into it. We get to enter into his heart, a heart that is completely patient and forgiving and faithful and loving. As he offers his life to the Father for one purpose, so that we may get new life. As he offers on the cross to his Father his heart for one purpose, so that we may get his heart in us. But that begs a question, doesn't it? Why? Why do I need a new heart? Once again, I can't answer that for you, but I can answer it for myself. That the reason I want a new heart is because I often lack patience. Is because I am unforgiving and hold grudges and I'm resentful. And I'm often unfaithful. And yes, there's even many times where I lack love. But the beautiful thing about Christianity is that Christ does not simply demonstrate what that looks like. He doesn't just show us an example. He actually gives to us his very heart. We just heard in the gospel Jesus say this: unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. What's the grain of wheat that dies? It's Christ, the bread of life. And because of his death, what happens? His death bears fruit. And what's the fruit? It's the good news. And what's the good news? Him placing in our souls, in our bodies, his heart. Or as we heard from the first reading, the prophet Jeremiah said this: I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. What's the law that Christ places within us? What's the law that he writes on our hearts? It's simple. It's the law of love. Love of God, love of neighbor. Now you might be saying, Father, you're crazy. You've lost your mind, and maybe I have. You might be saying, I don't need a new heart. My heart's just fine the way it is. If that's the way we're thinking, then all I can say is this, that we're missing out. That we're missing out on really incredible things and amazing things that Christ wants to do for us. That we're missing out on the ability to forgive that we didn't even know exists. That we're missing out on being able to let go of resentments and preconceived mentalities that have been controlling us for years, and Christ says, please let that go. I want to give you my heart. There's just one catch. You got to want it. That Christ never imposes himself. He never forces. He simply offers his heart to us. And so today, two simple questions. First, where? Where are the places in my heart that he wants to give me anew? Where are they? And secondly, do I want it? And if we do want his offer, then we're in luck. Because these next 2 weeks, the entire focus is that cross where Christ offers up his heart. And he doesn't do so in vain. He doesn't do so for some vague, nice feeling. He does so so that he can take his heart and place it in us. Why? So that at the end of our lives, we may say this. So that we may say, I was as patient as possible. So that we can say, I was as forgiving as I could be. So that we could say, I was faithful and loved unconditionally as much as I could. These next 2 weeks are all about getting new hearts. Our only job is to want it.